all of London, even down to the riffraff, already knew what the ball's special announcement would be. There was no mystery, although the Dowager Duchess of Baynton's guests would feign surprise when the moment for the announcement arrived. They called it the match of the century. Her son, the Duke of Baynton, London's richest and unarguably most handsome gentleman, would announce his betrothal to Miss Ellen Morris, also known as the Morris heiress, thereby uniting two great fortunes and two magnificent adjoining country estates in Leicestershire along the River Trent. And the reason everyone anticipated the announcement was because it was a well-known fact that Ellen had been promised to the Duke almost since the day of her birth. Yes, she had been presented at court and had gone through the motions of a first season, but it had all been just a formality, a show. The Duke was hers. She had Baynton, the epitome of a lordly lord, the nonpareil. "And I am not worthy of him," Ellen whispered, stopping the furious pacing she'd been at for the last 10 minutes in an attempt to settle anxious nerves and a confused mind. Her bedroom in her parents' London house was fit for a princess. The India carpet in hues of blue was thick and soft beneath her stockinged feet. Her furniture was gilded in the opulent manner her parents preferred. Back in Hartwood, the Morris family estate, which adjoined the Baynton's family seat, the furniture in her room was simple and to her tastes. Here, her parents ruled. They were London creatures, darlings of society, known for their generosity and deep, abiding love for each other. And Ellen? Well, their only child preferred the quieter life at Hartwood. Of course, all that would change when she became Baynton's Duchess. He was too important to have his wife rusticate in the country. She caught a glimpse of herself in her dressing-table mirror, a lone figure in finely woven petticoats, her face pale beneath a mop of over-curly brown hair. Her dark eyes reflected her agitation. They threatened to swallow her face. "It's not that I don't want Baynton," she attempted to explain to her image. "It is that I shouldn't have him. Not without telling him." Her bedroom door flew open, interrupting her thoughts, and her mother, Jennifer Morris, sparkling in the famed Morris diamonds, swept into the room. Her dress was of Belgian lace, dyed in her favourite shade of sapphire, a colour that matched her eyes. Her honey blonde hair betrayed barely a trace of grey. She glowed with eagerness for the evening ahead. She enjoyed crowds and being the centre of attention. She had looked forward to this night for over 20 years, ever since the old Duke of Baynton had suggested a match between their children. Jenny shut the door and took in the situation in the room. Ellen in her petticoats, her hair curling without a sense of order or style, and focused on the supper tray on the desk by the window overlooking the back garden. "What is this? You haven't touched any of your food. Sarah said she encouraged you to eat, but I can see you haven't taken even a bite." Her mother approached her. Jenny was half a head taller than her daughter. She cupped Ellen's face in warm, loving hands. The rose scent of her perfume swirled around them. "Ellen, you must eat. This evening is all about you. You are going to be very busy tonight. So many people will beg your attention, you won't have time to sit, let alone enjoy a bit of supper. Cook prepared the chicken in that French cream sauce you like so much. And then, sweet bee, you need to finish dressing. In fact, while you are eating, let me call for Sarah to do your hair. We don't want to keep Baynton and his guests waiting." Ellen caught her mother's hand before she could move away. "I can't do this. I thought I could, but I can't." "You can," her mother answered. "You were meant to do this, born for it. Ellen." She paused, closed her eyes as if searching for the right words or patience. When she raised her lashes, her expression was one of loving concern. "Ellen, forgive yourself. You made a mistake. It shouldn't have happened, but it did. However, it was many years ago. What were you, 15?
"I was to turn 16.
"So very young. How could you have known? You trusted Benedict. Your father and I trusted him."
"I was foolish."
A hard lump formed in Ellen's chest at the mention of Benedict Whitridge's name. Ben had been her closest friend, and he had taken what she should have protected, her virginity.